James Innes Jr.'s got particularly one key ride today. He's got a couple of those. Morning to you, James.
How are we this morning?
I'm very well, mate. Lot of attention on this debuting three-year-old Gore's Bridge in the second, mate. You've been on him all the way along in this preparation with trials and things. How does he go?
He's ticking all the boxes. He's doing everything right to suggest he'll run a good race today. But in saying that, he is a first starter, so you never know. But he's drawn a soft gate. He'll most likely probably lead. If not, Tinker Dan will go, and I'll just let it go. But either or, he's drawn a soft gate where we're not going to spend too much fuel early, and he'll be right there in the end.
James, I know you and Gerald Ryan trains Gore's Bridge trial back in December a couple of times. Has it been a case of just giving the horse a bit of time?
Yeah, he's a bit of a quirky horse. He's a very hot going fella, and we've taken a lot of time to get him settled, and he's an earmuff horse, track work, and he's just always been fired up, and he wants to do more than you want him to do. But he's been a work in progress, and Gerald's done a great job with him, and full credit to the team. They've got him going well.
Okay, so I guess as a debuter, you just need the right run and just for him to handle that heavy nine out there.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think it shouldn't be too much of a worry, the track conditions, but look, he comes into the race with 55 as well as
yep.
the rest of the field pretty much, so he's on level turns and it doesn't look an overly strong race. So, like I said, if he gets the right run and he produces the goods on debut, he'll be right there and in winning contention.
Shelley's Girl gets onto a heavy track and really does love it for Gwenda Markwell today.
Yeah, I've won on the horse a while ago, so I know her. We get along. Comes in to only have 54 on the back, which is a good thing on these type of tracks. But obviously Hughes Mount's going to be hard to beat, but she's drawn a soft gate and we'll just park him. We'll probably be one out, one back, given every possible, and see how she goes late.
Yulong Bahu, another one for Alan Keogh here. Again, is questionable on this sort of ground. It just it's coming off a win at Nowra where it really did flash to the line hard, but unknown on real heavy stuff.
Yeah, that's the only question, Mark. It's drawn well. There's a few in it that'll run along. It'll be a couple of pairs back. It'll only carry the 51, which is a huge advantage on these type of tracks. But, like you said, question mark with the heavy track, but it'll be there in the right spot. It's just a matter of if it gets through it. But we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
And Elpen Rose, the five-year-old mare, I reckon you won on this horse on a heavy track one day.
Yeah, absolute mud runner, so. She comes in with 56 and she's drawn a little awkward, but she shows a lot of speed and she'll either be outside the lead or just in behind them if she can get across and cross a couple there. So, but she's a better horse. If I was to draw a gate, I would have liked to have just been in behind them and just get her to relax because she's a quite fierce going thing. But she's an absolute mud runner, so you can't rule her out, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, they've, tricky ground, as we know, with a heavy nine, but you got some good opportunities there today.
Yeah, I was saying to them at the track this morning, I'm capable of riding a treble if all goes to plan, but, yep. We'll just have to wait and see how the day unfolds.
And not often do you jockeys get the chance to ride in two-mile races, but you did it with Plot Twist on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a first for me, but full credit to the Snowden team. The horse made my job a lot easier.
Yeah, no, it was a really tough staying performance over the last couple of 100 metres. Good luck today, James. Hope it's a winning day for you, mate.
Cheers, thank you.